Stedman's assignment to chair the Health and Social Services Committee was announced Thursday evening after we talked to officials at City Hall in Sitka. The news takes away some uncertainty around what Stedman will be doing next session, but concerns remain about what he won't be doing, serving as co-chair of the Senate Finance Committee.
Have we lost some strength? Absolutely.
That's Jim Dinley, Sitka's municipal administrator. He says Stedman brought a lot of grants and financial support back to Sitka.
Bert was very good to us. He made it easy for us to get appointments with other departments and other senators and representatives. We're basically back to square one.
The new Senate Finance co-chairs are Kevin Meyer of Anchorage and Pete Kelly of Fairbanks. Senate President Gary Stevens is now going to be chairman of the Education Committee, and the new Senate president is Wasilla Republican Charlie Huggins. Sitka, like many other Alaska communities, looks to the state for help funding its big infrastructure projects. That will be especially true in 2013. The city has already asked the state for $43 million to help fund its expansion of the Blue Lake Dam, one of two hydro projects generating electricity. Construction costs on the dam are higher than originally predicted, and that has meant a scramble to find more money. Again, Administrator Dinley.
I think Bert will still be very effective for Sitka. He's a good choice for the election. Will we be as successful? One can only hope that we would be.
Stedman could not be reached for comment Thursday afternoon or evening, but earlier in the day, Sitka Mayor Mim McConnell had said she expected that Stedman would align with his GOP colleagues, despite some anticipated differences.
Basically, if you're not a part of the majority, then it's really hard to get things done. So I kind of expect him to join the majority, but that's also going to put pressure on him to vote for things like the big tax cuts for the oil companies, and I know he's not in favor of that.
McConnell will be among local officials who descend on Juneau this winter from across the state to lobby lawmakers on behalf of their hometowns. And without Stedman leading the Finance Committee, she says it might be a harder conversation for Sitka and other places in Southeast.
There's so many critical issues that we're going to have to deal with that we're going to have to fight a little harder for, and that's going to take some time.
Fighting harder. What does that mean
exactly? To me, it's establishing a relationship with, especially with the newer legislators, and there are some new ones that are going to be in there, and also seeing our own legislators and having, you know, I'd probably go and see them first and have a talk with them, and actually beforehand having a talk with them and saying, who do you recommend that I go see?
McConnell says she'll probably spend more time working the Capitol this year than she will attending the other meetings that come with a visit to Juneau. But she also is hopeful the new Senate majority will be receptive to Sitka's needs.
One of their top three areas of focus is delivering affordable energy to Alaskans. And Sitka fits right in with that. I mean, that's exactly what this Blue Lake project is all about.
And that will likely be what the city argues in Juneau when members of the Alaska legislature get to work in mid-January. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.